Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's meditation comes from our gospel reading found in John chapter 6 about Jesus being the bread of life. Maybe you know this already, but they say that eating at a buffet is a form of art. And they say that because you have to see the big picture. And the big picture is, how many plates am I going to eat this time? You got to consider that. And you have to consider the various factors that can affect your chances of success. And when you look at these factors, you also have to plan your approach. You know, the buffet table is the place where discipline goes out the window. You tell yourself you're not going to eat this, but you do it anyways. And your diet starts tomorrow. You're probably wondering if I have any cool stories about Pastor Barry. Well, do I have the one for you? So when Pastor Barry and I were students at seminary, the dining hall didn't have any meals during the weekend, so like Fridays and Sundays, Saturdays. So we were left to fend for ourselves. And the place of our refuge and strength is in Maplewood, Missouri. It's this place called Joy Luck Buffet. And this is where, once again, we found our refuge and strength. And you never had to worry about what you were going to have here to eat. There was a variety, and it was different every week. They got everything. If you wanted American food, it's right there for you on the left side of your table. Chinese food, no problem. Just go right down the middle. They got everything for you there. If you wanted Japanese or hibachi, just around the corner to the right, you can get your fixing of whatever you want. It's also the perfect place to take your date, so you can get to know them a little better. So here, you grab yourself a plate, enjoy whatever you want, and sit down for a while. At the end of the day, you also learn something pretty big about some important life lessons at the buffet lines. You see that it's far too easy to be pleased by the sight of food. Your stomach is not as big as you thought it was. And no matter how many plates of food you eat, how many Diet Cokes you drink, your satisfaction doesn't last. You will be hungry again. And we see something like this going on in our gospel reading this morning. We're in the middle of John chapter 6. Jesus had just fed the crowd with the little boy's meager lunch of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. The crowd ate so much that they were satisfied. They had everything they wanted, and there were even more foods and baskets left over. The crowd also learned a pretty important lesson that afternoon. They learned that no matter how much they ate, they would also be hungry again the next day. Their satisfaction didn't last, even because they wanted more. You know, they saw that Jesus, what he had done for them, he turned their scarcity into plenty, and they wanted to make sure that Jesus stayed around for a little longer. They wanted to make Jesus into their earthly king, their bread king, somebody who would cater to them, give them what they want in this world, and even satisfy whatever their stomachs desired. And so what happened is, after Jesus and his disciples finished, they left. And when they came back the next day, the people were hungry all over again. They didn't see Jesus or the disciples around, and so they went around looking for him, wondering where he could be. And so they searched and they searched, and they found him in Capernaum. They asked him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus, knowing their hearts, he answers them. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." The crowd was fixed upon what was perishable for their stomachs, and they were more caring about what was their day-to-day worries. They didn't understand, or they didn't see the big picture of who Jesus is, why he came, and what he brought to their tables. Jesus is the bread of life. To this day, there are plenty of times where we also, as Jesus' disciples, mistaken him for the bread king. and not the bread of life. These are the times when we go looking for Jesus only because we need something from him or because we want something from him. We search for him and we expect him to turn our poverty into plenty and our scarcity maybe into wealth. And perhaps like the crowd, there are times where we also expect that Jesus will answer and fix every little detail in our life and in our world. We hope that he would fix the problems that are going on economically, politically, and even in our diplomatic relationships. And maybe we also expect that Jesus fixes every detail in our life too, rather than seeing him as the one who stepped down from heaven to bring us grace, mercy, and peace, but also the forgiveness of sin and the assurance of eternal life. What's on your plate this week? What is it that's bothering you or troubling you? Maybe you're caring for somebody who has terminal illness and it's draining you emotionally, physically, and financially. Perhaps it's the cancer and the chemotherapy treatments that leave you feeling weak, week to week. What are we stuffing ourselves with during this time of our life? Our life can be really stressful at times. You know this. Events that take priority, events that cause us not to spend any time praying and talking to God or reading his word, but instead we fill ourselves up with other kinds of things. We fill ourselves up with hobbies, sports, errands, busy works, just so we can distract ourselves and find that little sense of fulfillment. Our plates can be so full of all these sugary sweets, these carbohydrates and dehydrates, that we don't even have time or room for that bread of life in Jesus. It's so easy to fill our time up with these things that aren't too good for us because we're looking for that quick fix. We're looking for that satisfaction. This week, while it may be tempting to go up for another plate of one of these things, what this world has to offer, I pray that you would take a moment to step back and look at this bigger picture. Remember this bigger picture of salvation that Jesus has made you a part of through your baptism and the forgiveness of all your sins. And this is possible because Jesus is the bread of life. He's your bread of life that stepped down from heaven for you. Jesus became flesh and blood like one of us, and he suffered and he died on the cross for all of our sins. And just as Jesus is raised from the dead, he promises to raise us from the dead too. And in our Old Testament reading this morning, we learn about how God gave manna to his people Israel. God provided manna while they wandered in the deserts and while they were at different points in their life. And one of the gospel messages in that is that they never had to worry about anything. And that's because God was with them. He loved them, he forgave them of their sins, and he provided for them every day. And so when life has you feeling hungry, empty, unsatisfied, may you be reminded of how God loves you, how he forgives you, and he's with you at all times. And God is faithful to you. Joy comes in the morning because Jesus is your bread of life. He comes to you daily to strengthen you of your faith and forgive you of all your sins. Jesus promises to be there with you always. Jesus also promises that those who eat of this bread will never be hungry again. Those who trust in him will enter eternal life in him. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.